you're a CEO and you're building something and you've hired a capable sales team, you need to understand that we need to be able to trust them to do their job. Explain the vision to them, what's the goal that you want them to achieve. Work very closely with them to help them outline what their KPIs would be, what are some of the key things you want them to achieve. Once you do that, just let them do their job and just watch from afar. And do not get involved. It takes a lot of humility and trust to do that, but you need to do that to grow so that you can focus on other things as a CEO.
Hi everyone, it's another episode of the Modern Workplace Conversations. As you've come to know it, on this podcast, we get to talk about critical and often under-discussed topics in the workplace. Every other week, I bring in an expert, either an HR professional, an operator, a CEO, employment lawyer, and anyone that is involved in the workplace, and they bring their unique perspective on workplace issues, trends, and best practices. With me today on this call is Michael Ifeanyi, and he will introduce himself in a bit, but what we are here to talk about today is the demand for salespeople. It appears that of all the years after the pandemic, 2024 seems like a time that companies are now paying more attention to bringing in salespeople or building a sales team to kind of give a human touch to getting their products or their services in the faces of people. And I felt like this is something that is worth discussing, even as we round up 2024 and we look forward to 2025. Thank you very much, Ifeanyi, for joining me on this conversation today. Let's meet you, Ifeanyi, before we get into the conversation fully.
All right. Hello, Oluwanifemi. Hi, guys. My name is Michael Ifeanyi. First of all, I have a 6-7 years background in marketing. So started out as a video content creator and video editor, and then went into filmmaking. And for the past 4 years, I've worked in 4-5 years, I've worked in tech, specifically as like a media lead and someone who creates like marketing content for tech companies. And currently I'm building out a tech community here in Qatar. It's called Builders Tribe. And yes, at the same time, while I also saw like lead media at One Liquidity as well. So yeah, that's a bit about myself. And I'm excited to be on this podcast to speak with Oluwani.
I'm excited to have you too. Okay, thanks for joining me. And with your experience, I'm sure you can contribute to this with your experience in media, in marketing, and also in sales, because I think storytelling is like a thing that links up all these roles, yes, together. Storytelling is very important in them. Okay, so I think we should set this conversation going by actually trying to confirm, you know, this is something that I've seen in a report, I've heard people say, but it would be good to confirm if this is really true. Are companies really looking for salespeople?
Are companies looking for salespeople? Yes, they are, but not in the way people have like perceptions about salespeople. I think that especially for most of us who come from Africa, Nigeria, when we say sales, something comes to your mind. And when you were young, you can remember some of those people that always come to your compound or knock on your door and like, hello, like, yeah, how can I help you? Like, where's your mommy? Like, mommy, somebody wants to see you and a person comes. Yes, madam, so we have this really nice creatine. You have this really nice medication. It's good for your health. And then your parents should just listen to them, try as much as they can to be cautious. And after they are cautious, you just observe that interaction with your parents and see this stranger coming to try to sell something to your parents. And you see that your parents are interested or they are not, and they humbly let them down. Like, oh no, next time, let me know. Like, okay, then I like insist. Like, oh no, and then okay. So I think most times that's all like what we have in our minds about like salespeople. But currently, with the advent or with the impact that social media has had, and currently what AI is doing to society and how quickly things are moving, people are more and more, there's more need for people to trust people. Right. So people need to trust people to meet people who can convince them to make purchases, you know. And so businesses are beginning to realize this, like, look, aside from everything else that we do on social media, it's great, everything else that we do, but we need people who can sort of like be like advocates for the brand, advocates for certain products, and convince people to buy or purchase. So yes, I think companies are currently looking looking for people in sales.
Would you say it is like at a higher frequency than it has always been, especially since after companies started resizing after COVID, after they realized that the bump that the market got is not going to continue forever? I mean, the mass layoffs that happened 2020-2023 and even the earlier part of this year. Do you think that the demand for salespeople is like is greater than it has always been in the last 4 years?
Okay, that's a very good question. I think that personally, the demand hasn't exactly risen. So there's not been exactly like a drastic change. Maybe like we thought that, oh, they never needed salespeople, and then now we need salespeople. If there's anything that's all like gone up, it's all like the need for creative and strategic content creators and marketing guides. So people like, you see like companies are like, look, we need a TikTok strategy, we need a social media strategy, we need to hire people who just be on our payroll, micro influencers on our payroll that just create content and all that. That's all like where you can see the need or an increased need has come from. But when it comes to the idea of marketing and when it comes to the idea of marketing and sales specifically, I would say that where the increase has happened is not exactly the number of people who are salespeople to come on board or maybe a reduction. No. What has happened is that there's been more need for creative and innovative salespeople. Right? So if sales is no longer about knocking on people's doors, sales is no longer about going to harass people or meet people on the road and like, hey, come and buy this stuff from me, come and buy this. No, sales is done a little more strategically now, right? If you use LinkedIn, you would realize that even LinkedIn has like some of their business development guys, some guys on their team, the sales team people are on LinkedIn. It's LinkedIn, you're on LinkedIn, but you can see LinkedIn sales team reach out to you, then your DMs like, hey, how are you doing today? We see that you like to talk about this, and guess what? We've seen that you've not renewed your subscription for a while, or you have this subscription. We think that because of what you talk about, we think you would appreciate this subscription, and we're happy to give you a bump. Don't worry, we'll give it to you for free for 3 months, and you decide whether you like it or not. You know, just reply yes if this is you, you know. And that's all like begins to make you think or question yourself, okay, this person is selling to me, but this person is not exactly knocking on my door. If you're on LinkedIn as well, you also notice that people on your DMs are like, hey, Oluwanifemi, we see that you're a reporter and you talk a lot about reporting and all the great work you do about being a senior editor. Hey, we have this MBA about the future of reporting and reporting in an AI industry. You know, we think it might interest you. Let us know if you want to speak more about that MBA, and we think it would be a great fit for you. And all of that. So that begins to make you think, okay, these guys are actually selling, but you don't feel like they're exactly intruding because they're like, no, you. So that's sort of like where the need or where I think sales has come to, and it's sort of like going to more personalization and more. So you don't just carry random products and go meet people on the doorsteps. You look at people and you personalize product and sales. So there's not exactly been, sales has always been here since the 1800s. Sales has always been around. People are always working, trying to sell things to people, trying to get people to attend something, come to a show, come to a magic show, come to our circus. Sales has always been around. But as time passes by, in the current future that we're in, sales demands that whoever is going to get into sales is innovative, is creative on how you approach it. So yes, there's been an increase in salespeople, but not just drastically. The increase has been in people who are more innovative around sales.
That's good. So the demand has been from people that are more creative and innovative around sales. So my next question would be, what would the companies see that will make them to feel like we need a sales team now? Or what should determine the company's need for a salesperson or an internal system?
Okay, so when it comes to the idea of hiring a sales team, if you have a product to sell, you need a sales team, right? It's as interesting, even if you have a personal brand, you need a sales team. Now, for personal brands, a little bit interesting because we don't exactly call them salespeople anymore. Names begin to change. If someone is your publicist, someone is your manager. These this began to change. Like, the names change across industries most times. So somebody's my manager, someone, you know, goes to close my deals for me and all of that. So these are all sales that happens, right? So if you have something to sell, you need a salesperson, especially if you have a product that is not common. Now, if you sell a basic product, like for every one of us in West Africa, Nigeria, if you sell Gary, you don't need a salesperson. Unlike says that Gary is the product that sells itself, you know. You don't exactly need salespeople to sell Gary. You know. But if you're selling an innovative product, maybe you are figuring out a new way to package Gary and make it into some sort of like new stuff nobody has heard about, then you need salespeople. Now, you need people to be able to convince people to, like, hey, use this. You know, in different ways, maybe friend groups, maybe people who sell, like, have like connections, network, whatever. So if you have something to sell, range from anything, a personal brand, a product, a service, you need salespeople.
So I asked this question a couple of months back, trying to know which team in any company is indispensable. And I got experts in different departments, for instance, sales, in marketing, I got one in engineering, I got one, I think four teams, experts in different teams to come and defend their teams, right? To know, as of that time, it was like the peak of laying offs. Like, okay, if a company is looking at who to fire now or which department to close down, which of these would not survive. And these people, they made very valid and interesting defense for their teams. And that is why I asked the previous question to know how important a sales team really is to any company. Because when you're talking about a sales team or even bringing a single salesperson in, that means that person has to be very important and they have something they want to come and do. Else, the CEO could be the salesperson. The founder could be the salesperson. It could be outsourced to the marketing team, for instance. So how important would you say a sales team is to any company?
All right, this is a very interesting question because this was a very strong argument at some point on Twitter. I think a while ago, people were arguing back and forth. What do you mean? You mean marketing is not important to the company? Oh, these tech guys in engineering have too much pride, if you like. What are they feeling like, you know, and all of that. And it's interesting, right? Because everyone is trying to sort of like assert that they are a more important team, try to make a point out of it that they're a more important team. But personally, I think that you are only as valuable as the core product of a company. Whatever role you play in a company, you're only as valuable as the core product of the company is. Let me explain. Say, for instance, someone has a cleaning company, a company that does cleaning and maintenance for people. Now, and so think of it. So let's say it's a bit of a tech company. Let's think of it as a tech company. So someone, you're building a tech product around it. You can go to the app and book your people and all of that, right? But then maybe the company started out without an app first. You know, maybe using like social media numbers and all. In that company, a cleaner and a front-end engineer, who do you think is more valuable?
The cleaner.
The cleaner is more valuable in that situation because the core product of the company is a cleaning and maintaining service. Whilst that engineer will sit in his high horse at the office and write codes to make sure the app works, if that app is down, the people who have always booked, we call the CEO and like, Alpha, we need you to come and clean our offices this week. Oh, cool. One of my friends needs to clean the offices. Most times they don't even come to the app. They just say, somebody give me a number that you do great work. Like, okay, yeah, I do great work. And yes, it's like really fantastic that they have like three fantastic cleaners. They're not going to let them go. They like them so much. Like, yeah, maybe the pay might vary, but they're very important at that time. If they have to lay off, guess who will go first in that company?
Engineering.
The engineering guy has to go because these cleaner guys are very important, right? That's good. Now, look at a company like TechPoint Africa, right? TechPoint Africa, what do you guys do? You do media, you do news, you shape narratives, you inform the public opinion, right? Now, the work that a reporter does and the work that a tech that an editor does is very important. Yes, the person who does the IT guy at the office who makes sure like the internet works and everything is important too. But if there are four IT guys and there are five reporters, who is more important to the company at that time? You know, the reporters, because this is like the core, this is the core value, this is the core value, this is the core business of the, this is the core product of the business, right? So I think it's not really a conversation as to who is more important, the engineering team, the sales team, or the dev team. It's the conversation is, what industry is this company in? What business? What's the core product? And when the core product is there, what's more important is actually the people who make these decisions. If it's a car dealership company, car dealership companies or real estate companies do not play with their sales team, because they know that their sales team are the people who know the people and have these networks to make these sales. Yeah, for instance, social media, Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't exactly need salespeople. We are all his salespeople. Every time you post a picture, you are Mark Zuckerberg's sales team person, right? So most industries, it varies, right? Even on, like I'd mentioned on LinkedIn before, it varies too. It's a little different on LinkedIn. LinkedIn still like need you to make a certain decision. They need you to, you know, that you are more willing to spend money here on LinkedIn than you spend on any other social media. So they want to be able to catch you, sell you on better products, try to make sure you have a good experience. So yes, that's my answer. Nobody's exactly as important. You can't exactly compare it. It just depends on the industry and what products the company is selling.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Michael. I like the way you approach that question, and I didn't look at it from that extent, aspect rather, because I just felt like, well, some departments should be more important than the other. So it's dependent on the product the company has. Good. Now, yes. I think we should move from there to talking about the roles or what is expected from a salesperson in any company. So let's, because of the explanation you gave, let's use a company that the sales team is very important. Let's use that kind of company as an example, say a real estate company. What are the expectations, what is expected from a salesperson in that kind of company?
So this is an interesting question, because it's sort of like a question that sort of like separates the regular salesperson or the regular sales guy from the exceptional sales guy. Now, when it comes to expectations of things you have to do as a salesperson, there's the obvious and there's the non-obvious, you know. Like, oh, what do you need to do? What do you need to do as a salesperson? Close deals, bring in money, close customers, make sure people buy product. Like if you go out to sell, maybe if you have a deliverable, or a goal for the quarter, you're able to smash your goal, crush your goals. That's the obvious. Now, the non-obvious expectation of a salesperson, that's sort of like where the magic happens. Nobody expects you to do these things exactly, but it separates the people who are the celebrity sales guys from the people who are not doing exceptional work. Now, these are people who build trust, establish the brand confidence, you know, make people trust this brand. They embody the brand, what the brand is all about, the brand that they're representing, what it's all about. Get customers to trust, build relationships with these customers. You know, nobody expects you to do this, because it demands a higher level of skill and ownership to do this. But the sales guys who are able to think about the product, and aside from just selling, maybe when they're done selling, it doesn't just close, they build a relationship, they build a rapport with people who they're selling to, the potential customers. Their customers get in touch with them, check up with them, has your family, has product, has business, has what you're using. Oh, you bought this real estate from us, has it performing? Do you like it? How you enjoying your neighborhood? Is there something you need me to do for you? Sometimes they go out of their way and do things that they would cover on their own, with their own cost, with their own money. And then guess what? This person that they've sold to is happy. The person recommends them to other family members or other friends who purchase from them. You know, so obvious, close deals, bring money for the company. The non-obvious, build trust, build relationships, build brand confidence, or develop the customer's brand confidence in you and the brand that you represent.
Interesting point you raised, because these things you mentioned, I mean, the non-obvious things are not non-typical of what is expected of a salesperson. Say, if you want to rewind to 10 years back, these are not things you demand of a salesperson. And I think it speaks to one thing, which you touched on at the beginning, which talks about the creativity and the innovative spirit that is inside that salesperson. So can we talk about like the kind of evolution companies are going through now that is influencing what they expect from salespeople?
So one of the reasons why companies are going through so much evolution, right, currently, sometimes it's funny, but at the same time, it makes you pity everybody at the same time. You would even pity yourself, right? The world is moving so fast at this point that everyone is just trying to play catch up. Everyone acts like they know what they are doing. No, we do not all know what we are doing. We are all acting like we do. We're trying our best. I'd seen a report yesterday that showed, I think it was in 2010, and you know Ford, the car manufacturer, Ford's market capital was at, I think it was $44 billion, not sure, $44 billion. Tesla just, it wasn't long since Tesla came out at the time, and Tesla was at $2 billion. $44 billion, $2 billion. Fast forward to 2024, Ford Motors is at $44 billion market cap, and Tesla is now at a $1.1 trillion market cap. So this is growth that has happened exponentially, and so everybody is trying to play catch up. AI is taking its course and dealing with everybody. Companies are trying to make sure they're not left behind. We can see the whole rebrand with Jaguar car brand has done like a whole rebrand to try to become something else that they are not, you know, essentially, or try to pivot their product and all of that. So everybody's just trying and struggling, right? But most importantly, companies are going through an evolution that requires that, aside from just selling your product and just getting people to buy stuff, you want to be able to build a relationship with people. Make them feel like you care about them. Make them feel like you are connected with them. You understand their struggle, you know, and you're each time trying to sell them the best product that solves their problem. It's the reason why bigger brands understand this. It's why bigger brands have, now we call them store outlets. They are not store outlets. You go to your, let's say for instance, you want to buy a Toyota car, and like, oh, Toyota car, there's a Toyota car store in Ikeja, there's a Toyota car store on Lekki Island. No, that is not a store. That's what everyday people call it, a store. Mm-hmm. Or an outlet, no. They call it an experience center. Now, they know that you want to be able to come and buy a car, but you don't know what the car feels like. Nobody else will give you that car to test drive or sit in it and feel like a king. But if you come to the experience center, you can have that experience and they can explain to you everything you need to know. If you go to like really posh, you go to the best perfume stores in the world, think of the best perfume brands that you know, Louis Vuitton, any perfume brand that you think, and like, oh my God, this perfume you hear and you're like, oh, this perfume was 200,000 naira, huh? This small bottle, 200k or 500k, this small bottle, right? When you go to these stores, most times outside of Africa, right, and you get there and you're like, hello, I'm trying to figure out a scent, like, yeah, what do you want? If you don't know what you want, just like, what about this? What do you think? They will spray it on you. They will spray. And like, you just spent 50,000 naira on me. Do you know? Like, it's been like, oh, this is good. I want something else. To carry it again, they're like, you have like this, their test papers, to spray it on it, and they give it to you to take. Like, I want something else. They give you again. Do you have something this close to this? Okay, I like this one. What do you think is this? Before you are done smelling, they are giving you the next one. They're giving you the next one. They're giving you the next one. And this is because to them, it's an experience. They don't see it as something that they're wasting money on. It's an experience for them. They're trying to get you to, they're trying to convince you. They're trying to make sure that they get you to like something. And if you like one thing, they will double down on it. If you like this one, you will like this one. If you like this one, you will like this one. All right. So all they're trying to do is, first of all, make you feel important and valuable, you know, and let you know, look, we can hear you. I'm here with you. I'm giving you all the attention that you need. I'll give you all the value that you need. I'm not scared if you buy or not. I believe you. I trust you. So I feel like with what businesses are going through now, AI, everything that's moving fast, the market, uncertainty, there's more need for salespeople who are creative and innovative and who understand how to build relationships with customers, potential customers, and even old customers, build loyalty, encouraging people to try their products, you know, like, and trust the products, simply put.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Michael. And the point you made about everybody trying to play catch up struck a nerve in a way, because even if there's a trend, like people work with statistics, right? Data is important. Then you see a trend that, oh, companies are now looking for salespeople, and you are the salesperson. It sounds like a positive news to you. But meanwhile, there are certain things they are looking for, because there's evolution, things are changing really fast. And I think that will bring me to this question of, what skills do you think salespeople should pick on? Let's say this trend is actually existing, is real. What skills should they put on, should they pick up, so that they can be relevant and also be employable while this trend lasts?
That's a very good question. When we speak of skill, I personally think there is vast information out there as to what someone can do part-time and what people can do every time. There's no limitation on information. I think one thing that is lacking in our generation currently is action, you know. In the previous generation, people would struggle with what to do, how they can go about it. If you open your social media today, you can receive like 20 advice on what you can do to make your life better. You know. So, but I'll just talk about two things. Number one, action. If you're a salesperson or you're in marketing, you need to figure out how to close the gap between when you find out about an information and when you take action on it. You need to close that gap. You need to move as fast as you can. You need to take action as quickly as you need to, right? That's one. Be someone who is action-oriented. Nothing else matters. Just take action, right? Don't wait till everything is perfect before you take action. Take action once you're figuring out your plans and making everything else perfect. That's one. Number two, AI. Now, when we speak about AI, some people are stubborn about it. You know, like, AI, what's that? Please, AI cannot take my job. Not yet. Right? So, but then this it's the same conversation with, I think this is a very interesting moment, because I think this is for our generation, for you and I, Oluwani Ifemi, our age. I think our generation, this is the first drastic change that our generation is experiencing. Our generation didn't exactly experience the internet switch, right? It was the millennials, like older millennials, I experienced it. They were the ones who started out. They were the ones who didn't know what internet was. They bought their CDs, played in their TVs. They just waited for things to be told to them, or they watched the news, or they waited for their favorite show to happen. You know, it was our generation that they were beginning to experience the internet while we came and we just took off with the internet. Right, but this is something that our generation is born into. This is something our generation is experiencing ourselves. We're experiencing the whole change and peace with the internet, with AI. Right, so I think it's a little bit. It's new for everyone in this generation. Everybody's struggling. It's even worse for people who are older, because they don't even know what to do. And for all of us who are young, some people are still stubborn about it. You know, some of us are trying to figure out how to make it work. But one thing, if there's anything you take out from this today for anyone listening, it should be this. AI is already here, and the best thing you can do for yourself is to figure out how to collaborate. Right? Now, people who are going to be more valuable in the next coming years are not people who can work the hardest. You know, there are people who can double their productivity, be more efficient with the use of AI, right? So right now, learn to make AI your assistant. Learn to make AI your official co-working buddy who knows how to take off some of the stuff that you don't need to take up on. So some of the little things that you need to do to increase your pace or efficiency on something, use AI to achieve all of those. And then as a salesperson, you know, so use AI, ask AI questions. Oh, I want to reach this person. How do I do this? You want to get this person's email. How do you get this person's email? You know, whatever you want to do. It's now, there's ChatGPT. It's a much quicker and efficient search engine than Google is now. You know, you're able to search for things more efficiently, get your answers quickly, figure out better ways to do this. You know, okay, I'm here with this customer. What should I do next? This is funny because someone was saying it one time. ChatGPT can literally audit your life. If your life is not working, just tell it to abuse everything that is not working and what you need to do to make it work, and charges you just everything you need to do. At the end of the day, action is what matters. So number one, take action. Make AI your assistant, or draw AI in, collaborate with AI, and then take action.
That's nice. Thank you for that, Michael. Okay, so my next question is this. I think it stems from somebody discussed this with me, and you mentioned how after you come to a company, right, they try to fill you in on what the product is. You get, as a salesperson, that is, you are able to have an idea of what the product is, and when you have the idea, you are able to sell it. Now, but on the long run, when it now comes to like securing meetings with potential clients to have conversation with them, this particular CEO comes on the meeting with them, which is supposed to be sometimes, you know, if especially the person is quite involved in the running of the company, they come on the meetings with them, but when he noticed the trend with meetings, he realized how the CEO is sabotaging their chances of actually closing deals. And it brought the question to my mind while I was drafting this question, that how involved should maybe the owner of a business should be in the sales process, especially when you have like a salesperson on the ground or a sales team? How involved should they be?
Okay, this is a very fantastic question, Oluwani Femi. Now, when it comes to the conversation of how involved should a CEO or a team lead be in a sales, I think first of all, it's a conversation of ego. Right, so usually when someone seems to be running a company, yeah, because it sometimes could be your idea, you're the founding member, you're the founder of the idea, it may seem like, oh, this is very important to you, it's your child, you know best for it, you know what's best. But many times that's not the case. And I think that people who lead companies need to learn how to delegate and let go of control. So if you see you and you're building something and you've hired a capable sales team, you need to understand that, okay, now that you've hired a capable sales team, you need to be able to trust them to do their job. Explain the vision to them, what's the goal that you want them to achieve, outline their KPI, work very closely with them to help them outline what their KPIs would be, what are some of the key things you want them to achieve. Once you do that, just let them do their job and just watch from afar and do not get involved. It takes a lot of humility and trust to do that, but you need to do that to grow so that you can focus on other things as a CEO.
So you mean the influence should be minimal?
Yes, very, very minimal. The influence should just pretty much revolve around setting goals, letting them know what the vision is, and just let the team do their thing. So if they're not meeting your goals, you can come back to the table, have a conversation with them. Why do you think we didn't achieve this? What can we do better? What do you want? Is there anything you need me to assist you with that you don't have? You know, just have conversations about it. Let your team do what they want to do.
Except, of course, they feel the sales team is incompetent.
Yeah, but then again, if you've taken your time to hire, most times what people call incompetent is not having a clear goal set, not having goals clearly set. Most times, yeah, there are people who are incompetent, right? But if you have a clear goal set, it can quickly help you understand, okay, why are they not meeting these goals? You don't meet the goals over and over and over. If they don't meet the goal, you adjust it. They ask for it to be adjusted, and they don't meet it, you ask for it to be adjusted, and they don't meet it. And then, yeah, you can know that that's a competency issue. But usually, clear goals can just help save a lot of time and clarity.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for that, Michael. We're making progress almost at the end of this conversation. Now, you mentioned something at the beginning about how sales has been for centuries, like, and it has been on for a long time, right? Although it has evolved with the way businesses are evolving. The question I would like to ask is, what future do you see for the sales profession? Are there going to be, like, you were talking about personal branding the other time, and you said names are changing, roles are changing. Is there going to be a time where there will be like a replacement for sales in a company, or you have to supplement with other roles? Because sometimes these days you just hear certain roles and be like, what does this mean? What are you, what exactly are you doing? You get, so is there a time where sales will have to be supplemented with something, or there will be a change in what is demanded of them?
This is a great question, because it's all like point into what could be in the future. I saw something a couple of days ago, and it says that in the past, years ago, the internet was an escape from reality. Like, we needed the internet to escape from our real world, from the real world. It's just an escape. You go and play your games, you interact with your friends on to go. So it's an escape from the real world. Now, we need the real world to escape from the internet. You know, go on walks, go and experience nature. Some people in Nigeria would locally say, go and touch grass. You know, so that's what the internet has become, you know. And it's like this same, it just points out to what trends would always do to people and the world. So in as much as there's AI now, and everybody is using AI, there's going to be more demand for more authentic voices. There's going to be demand for more authentic human experiences. There's going to be more demand for people who, you know, understand products and are able to express them creatively. Now remember, innovatively, you can't keep doing it. You can't go and keep knocking on people's door. You still have to use innovation and AI, but pretty much so. I think in the future, sales is here to stay. I think in as much as people prefer to interact with human beings, sales is here to stay. People would want to see more people, who want to interact with more people. Yeah, it's great, but the human touch is always a great experience, you know, at the end of the day. So yes, I think sales is here to stay, and it will keep changing, but it only change with and. People who continue to stay innovative will continue to be in the limelight of.
Thank you very much, Michael, for that. And I think that's a good thing to leave with sales professionals today, that there will always be need for this, for sales as a role or as responsibility. But the choice of who this salesperson would be depends on how ready or how equipped that person is and how fit they would be for that company. And that is something that it's not even just sales professional, any professional, any expert in the workplace should look into, because roles are changing. I think we have gone past the part where they say, oh, Africa is playing catch up, we are still behind. Thing is, the space keeps thinning out with the way the world is leaving Africa behind, because the way the technology is moving, things are changing. That's the word I would like to leave everybody with today. I don't know if Michael has anything you would like to plug in at this point.
There's anything I have to say, it's that when it comes to marketing and sales, things are moving fast, and I think that instead of people to adopt a stiff mindset that says AI is not going to replace me, AI is not going to replace my job, AI is not going to replace what I do, or I'm going to be here forever, adopt a curious mind. Adopt a curious mind. Be curious. Anytime you hear about something new, ask yourself, why does this matter? What do I need to know about this? How do I innovate? Do I need to upskill? Do I need to add something else to my resume? Do I need to take up a certain training? what do I need to read up on? So adopt a curious mindset, because those who are curious are people who sort of like get ahead of trends, and they're usually the ones who get the benefits at the end of it.
Yeah, the curious stay at the top of things. Thank you very much for that, Michael. You mentioned the other time that you run a community. What's it about?
Yes. So, it's called Builders Tribe. So, Builders Tribe is a tech community. We're currently in the GCC Qatar, but we're going to be expanding to other GCC countries in a bit. And we'll have a couple of exciting announcements coming soon. We're working on a couple of things. We have something special coming up for Nigeria. But yeah, so Builders Tribe, we're trying to inspire collaboration between people who are building tech founders, tech professionals, tech enthusiasts, investors, you know, just bring people together, have conversations, meet each other, talk about what they're building, inspire and collaborate. That's basically what we do at Builders Tribe. So you can follow us at Builders Tribe HQ across social media. So we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter as well, we're on Facebook too. So just follow us across social media. And yeah, you can send us a message. You can follow me on LinkedIn as well, Michael Ifani. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them in your DM. My DMs are open. Thank you very much, Oluwani Femi. Thank you for having me, Oluwani Femi. I had fun
too. Yeah, so I will put all those links in the show notes. Thank you very much, Michael, for joining me on this conversation. This was quite insightful, and I think it's timely as we prepare for another new year, because Q4 is rounding up already. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. For more workplace-related content, head over to techpoint.africa/subject/work. All relevant links will be included in the show notes. Don't forget to share your comments and suggestions by reaching out to us at mwc@techpoint.africa. Catch you in the next one.